We are also happy to continue our new regular feature on the roundtable entitled Ideas Matter, checking in with the public humanities. It is our chance to check in with the humanities councils throughout our seven-state area to discuss important ideas and why they do indeed matter. This morning, we spotlight New York State Summer Reading Kickoff, and we do so with Erica Halstead, who is Program Officer for the New York Council for the Humanities. Erica, good morning, and thank you very much for being with us. A delight to have you on the program.
Hi, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much. So let us talk a little bit about the Summer Reading Kickoff in this program and ultimately how you you partner with the libraries in the state and how this all came to be.
Sure. We are lucky enough to have really wonderful relationships with both our New York State Library, but also the New York Library Association and all of the public libraries across the state. And we've been able to partner with them the last 2 years on their summer reading program. And as I'm sure every parent in the audience knows and every person who was a kid, almost every library has a summer reading program. And some even go above and beyond and have summer reading discussion groups where kids read together and have wonderful themes, et cetera.
Now, one of the things that you point out that I think is really interesting is that really summer reading is different in a number of ways from reading that can be done during the school year, primarily because it can be for fun. It can be for, it doesn't have to be. It could certainly be for some curriculum that will be coming up, but certainly can be done as something that is leisure as opposed to something assigned or something that is sidelined because of the regular everyday schoolwork.
Absolutely. This is the opportunity for kids from K through 12 and even college kids to read the things that they really want to read. And we really encourage parents to let go a little bit during the summer and let their kids read whatever strikes their fancy. One of the reasons that summer reading is so important is because during the school year, obviously kids are reading on a regular basis.
Right.
But in the summer, something happens called summer learning loss, where kids at any age can lose the skills they've acquired during the school year. So summer reading becomes even more important.
And as far as letting them read whatever they want, there are, and this is really where the libraries come in and where the library programs come in, because this is a targeted audience of these young kids, and they can come in and say, hey, the world is your oyster. Go pick out something that speaks to you.
Absolutely. And we're lucky enough here in New York, and I'm sure all of the other states in your listening area as well have developed this, but the New York State Library has developed a really wonderful website called summerreadingnys.org, where there's resources including book lists that have been vetted by librarians across the state. And these include a range of books, including picture books, chapter books, novels, biographies, graphic novels, which I hope parents are no longer afraid of, which I hope they let their kids dive into.
They're not comic books.
They're not comic books. They're
no.
not. And they actually even have Shakespeare in the original language now as a graphic novel, which is
right.
wonderful for kids who are struggling through that older language.
And so how does the give us a sense of how New York Humanities in particular, that your council got involved in this program and how you partner with the libraries and where your role is in the whole equation?
Sure. We have a number of programs, but the one that is most focused on libraries is called Together Book Talk for Kids and Parents. And this is a partnership between the council and local libraries. It's a family reading and discussion program for fourth and fifth graders where kids and their parents read the exact same books. Everybody gets their own copy. They come to the library for 6 weeks, and they talk about these books out of school, which means that there's no push for the Common Core. It's really just getting the discussion and linking books to real life and real life themes and real life problems. And so that's how we developed our relationship with the New York State Libraries. And then to add a little bit more, we recently launched, just a couple of years ago, togetherbookclub.org, which feeds into the summer reading program where kids from 8 to 14 can review any book, post the review, and number one, see it published, but number two, get a free book from us.
Oh, so how does that work?
It's really simple. As I said before, the New York State Library has developed a wonderful book list called Explore New York Book List.
Yeah.
And these are really just a wide range of books. Kids go to that. If they go to togetherbookclub.org, they can get a link to the book list. They can read any book on that list, submit a little review. We have a form that's very easy. Again, that's togetherbookclub.org. And we'll post the review and send them a free book. It's that simple.
As far as the actual programs go, I mean, I remember when I was a kid, as you say, you know, that this is a time-honored tradition of summer reading programs at libraries, and I always remember as a kid that sometimes it can be a competition. You know, how many mm-hmm. books can you read in a summer? You know, how many books do you want to read, and come up with a summer reading list of all the books you want to read, and then realize that list. And so there's all kinds of different ideas, and what's fascinating and looking at your website and looking at some of the other websites that you mentioned, it seems individually libraries have all kinds of brilliant ideas.
Librarians are in general pretty brilliant. They come up with all kinds of ways kids to read. And again, this really goes from a lot of libraries are developing pre-literacy skills now, but this goes all the way to teens. And you'd be surprised at how many wonderful teen summer reading programs there are now. This is also a great time for parents to take a peek into their summer reading and look at those same books that your kids are reading. Take a look, maybe revisit the classics that your teenagers are assigned to read, and you know, maybe help them with the competition a little bit, urge them on. It only takes 6 to 10 books over the course of the summer to prevent summer learning loss. So this is a great way for parents to get involved.
When you talk about summer learning loss, and this seems to be something as well, we've talked about how obviously you want the kids to go out and read what they want to read and so forth, but many schools take this as an opportunity where they'll send out a list and say, these are the books that would be helpful as we enter this curriculum in the fall. These are books that would be helpful that you could get these under your belt, and it would be great if you could read over the summer. And that ties into this as well.
Absolutely. And I would say that, you know, no school, I think, limits the summer reading to that list. So they may have a few books on the list, or they may have a long list of suggested books. But again, this is a great way to explore different kinds of books. If you really love The Great Gatsby, maybe check out some books about the 1920s or the Great Depression or the stock market crash or any of these other books that were Hemingway, anything that is being written or read at the same time, and expand that knowledge just a little bit more.
And I want to go back to what you were talking about before of getting the family involved and family reading, not just kids reading on their own, but getting the family. And that's the family reading the books that the kids are reading, but it's also, I assume, being read too.
Absolutely. And I will tell you that most parents are wonderful about reading to their kids, especially as their kids are learning to read and in the early grades. But around third grade, parents, as their kids go into novels and go into longer books, they step away from the read aloud or the nightly discussion of books, and they let their kids read on their own. And this is, I wouldn't call it a mistake, but this is a missed opportunity. Kids at every age, and even adults, still need to hear fluent readers like their parents who can really open up language in a way that they may not be exposed to in their regular life.
So our assignment over the next couple of weeks before, because, you know, the summer lasts like seems like 3 days, doesn't it? I mean, I know school's just ending for the kids, but, you know, let's face it, it's over quick. So our assignment really is to check in with our local libraries and figure out how we can engage in the programs of the library and also that the council has throughout the summer.
Absolutely. Visit your library, read at least 6 books, talk to your kids about reading. That's all you need to do.
6 books, and there's plenty of time for that, without a doubt. And then I also like the idea of the book talk of not only reading it, but then having a discussion about what you've read and having that talk without it being overly educational and feeling like you're in a classroom environment.
Absolutely. If you check out the same, most libraries have multiple copies of the books. Check
right.
out 2 copies. Read on your own time. Read on your lunch break or in the car while you're waiting for your kids after baseball practice. And then talk about it over dinner.
Let us, I know you have a lot of of course, your website is nyhumanities.org, but you gave other URLs as well for people to get to find out more information, and those are?
Those are, again, togetherbookclub.org and summerreadingnys.org.
Summerreadingnys.org, and the first one was?
Togetherbookclub.org.
And of course, the council's website is nyhumanities.org. nyhumanities.org. Erica Halstead is a program officer for the New York Council for the Humanities, and obviously with us this Friday as part of our Ideas Matters, checking in with the Public Humanities segment, which we are proud to partner with all of the councils on. Erica, I thank you very much. Have a wonderful summer season and a delight to have you on the program this morning.
Thanks so much, Troy. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.